It is the Trends with a little bit of ratings dropped in. It's Josh Williams and Neil Atkinson with you. Going to talk about, obviously, Liverpool versus Brighton. Then we're going to segue into having a chat about the current state of play. Bit of focus on Arsenal, which is not all bad news for Arsenal. And then into what Liverpool and Manchester City have been doing. But we'll start off with the race chart of Liverpool 2, Brighton and Hove Albion 1. Top left-hand corner is always interesting to me in terms of that little graph about who should win, who should draw, who should lose. I often feel it's the sort of thing that's smart after the fact. It doesn't take into account game state. I think where this game ends up, I actually think that one reflects it pretty well. But in terms of where the chances were, Josh, for me, if I'm Fabian Hertzler, I can talk about the atmosphere second half. I can talk about how Liverpool improved second half. I think Brighton's quality, they need a bigger lead on this race chart for 45 minutes, given the fact that they were that much better than Liverpool, and Liverpool were so poor.
Yeah, I agree. It was a really, really good half for Brighton. Liverpool only really posed a threat from set pieces, I felt, and in open play, they have I think maybe one-on-one with Kelleher, but aside from that, some decent chances that were like blocked and things like that. And I think we were lucky to go in 1-0 down. I think I'd have dealt on that around the half-hour mark.
Yeah,
and we ended up getting it.
But if you are Brighton, you can say lucky, but I think if you're Brighton, you need to go away and work on.
Yeah.
When we've got a side like that on the rack, what are we doing? I think there's something else in play here as well, which is, and I'll look at Brighton's shot map in a minute, how well maybe Liverpool centre-backs do over the course of the game. But if you're Brighton, you need more clear-cut opportunities if you're that much on top.
Yeah, yeah. Or you need to just take the clear-cut opportunities that you get, or the half chances that you get, or whatever. I do think they had enough though to probably score twice, but they only put one away. I think Russell's the big one, isn't it? Where you need to score that one.